Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
UNC took dead aim right between the NCAAs. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Carolina has said from the beginning of this academic athletic mess that on the other side of it will be a model athletic program and university in how it deals with its intercollegiate teams. Carol Folt, Bubba Cunningham, and their staffs have held true to that pledge, and when it came down to answering the amended notice of allegations, the university hit back and hit back hard with clarity in responding to a process the NCAA let linger far longer than necessary. Yes, UNC accepted three of the email extra benefit allegations against former women's basketball tutor Jan Boxall, but refuted 15 of them and said the infractions that did occur were level 2 or level 3 at best. And Cunningham closed his news conference with public praise and thanks to women's basketball coach Sylvia Hatchell, which makes you believe she could survive this investigation as well. Most of UNC's response can be summed up in three words: stick to sports. The NCAA's own bylaws do not allow it to pass judgment on courses offered and how they are taught. That's an academic accreditation issue for which the university served a one-year probation and has since been cleared. Sure, let's accept the hollow charge that Niangoro and Crowder wouldn't speak to the NCAA, but they also stonewall us with no subpoena power either. And Carolina totally refutes the notion of lack of institutional control based on such a small subset of mistakes over a long period of time that, again, is not in the jurisdiction of the NCAA. Certainly, negotiations will continue between the two parties, but I think the bullseye is squarely on the NCAA, which will be criticized harshly if it doles out a series of wrist slaps. However, UNC concluded clearly, impose penalties outside your own bylaws on people and programs not mentioned or even referenced in the final NOA, and we are all going to court with the roles of plaintiff and defendant reversed. The NCAA has never been hit back like this in such a thorough and thoughtful manner, and for that, UNC has set a new precedent. This is Archansky.